As he lay in bed, he felt the gentle tapping on his head, and he slowly opened his eyes. His beautiful little Yorkie, Bella, was letting him know that it was time to serve breakfast to her and her sister, Bibi. A quick glance at the clock read 5:12 a.m. Yep, he thought, right on time. How she knew to get him up around 5:15 a.m. always amazed him. So he said the magic words, breakfast time, and they all went to the kitchen. That was how each day started. Dogs fed first and then ready himself for the day's activities. The most fun activity each day was always breakfast for his twinnies, as he liked to call them. No breakfast for him on a work day. On Saturdays and Sundays, his wife would make breakfast, and he felt like each breakfast on those days was better than any restaurant could make. Graham and his wife, Kelly, live in a modest home in a nice middle-class neighborhood. Everyone is friendly, and they all help each other whenever needed. Graham likes cat sitting for the neighbors next door. As an animal lover, Graham loves the fact that his neighbors treat their cats like family members. Lots of love and good food. Fortunately for Graham, another neighbor, whom he calls Doc, was a nurse for decades and always seemed to be able to answer his medical questions. Graham and Kelly's house has all the hallmarks of being owned by a woman. The front of the house, or the curb appeal, is neat and clean. Graham takes care of the lawn and takes immense pride in how it looks. The twinnies, Bella and Bibi, have their own front window from which to watch the world. He considered himself just an ordinary person with a decent education, a college degree, who served his country in Vietnam. And while he was slim now at 170 pounds, he enjoyed good health. He liked shaving every morning, just like in the army, and maintaining his personal hygiene. Just an ordinary guy with ordinary looks, with one exceptionally good attribute, excellent work habits and routine. Things were quite different for his wife, according to his rose-colored glasses. She is as beautiful now as the day they met. Educated with a doctoral degree, the same girlish skin and figure as always, and wise beyond her formal education. He could not have gotten luckier than having her in his life. She is his lottery win. It was always her taking care of the house and the meals. She could saute salmon with the best chefs and create pasta dishes that he would gobble up. His cooking ability was limited to scrambled eggs blended with sausage and cheese. Hardly a meal fit for a queen. Sure, they were like any normal couple, except that they both work for the same business. Over their 35 years together, they never had a major blow-up. They were a proud couple that liked to say that they never went to bed angry. Graham liked the fact that Kelly took care of the money. While she did not give him an allowance, when he needed a little cash for liquid when he was working, she always made sure he had enough money in his pocket. They tried to go out once a month for dinner, mostly to give Kelly a break from the kitchen. She paid the dinner bill, but would always ask him, "How much should I tip?" They both believed in being kind to a server when they did an excellent job with their meal. Both believed that the world needed more kindness, so they tried to help others whenever they could. Graham even took care of part of the neighbor's lawn that was next to their property. While today began the same as the last 2,555 days, he felt different. Everything seemed the same. However, something felt quite different. As he went around the house checking everything to make sure everything was in order, he could not shake the feeling that this day would be like no other. He dismissed the feeling as just age sneaking up on him. His aging did not seem to bother him, other than a few more aches now and then. And of course, every 6 months, skin cancer treatments were not easy. His own fault, he always said. So much outdoors playing sports and the beach and whatever else he could do outdoors was always without sunscreen. Bonehead. If you want to enjoy the sun, he always tells people, use lots of sunscreens and do not make the same mistake as I did.